country instead of running it down. We've got enough pictographs and all kinds of glitches and transmissions of two letters to describe a word. We're losing a language, Bernie, without a doubt.
That's a whole different problem. Somebody asked me the other day how come I didn't text. And I said, because my life is perfectly fine without it. I just never quite felt the need for it. And I didn't quite feel that I had anything to say that was that urgent. If I was a little more profound, I would have things that I needed to communicate to hundreds or thousands of people instantly. But I really haven't had a thought like that in a long time. In fact, I've never had a thought that needed to be communicated that quickly.
KC2WGB. Oh, I agree with you completely. I tell them I have one straight answer. I just say, I'm not that important. I don't have a cell phone. I don't have Facebook. None of that stuff. Lucky I got QRZ.
Well, I will admit to I have a Facebook page. And I have found Facebook. I found Facebook to very good in the early years of getting back in touch with kids I went to school with, people I haven't seen in a long time, and that was wonderful. Now it's becoming terribly cluttered with people who were given a microphone that maybe shouldn't have been given a microphone to speak to the masses with, and senseless updates of things I really couldn't care about. And I'm actually thinking about defriending some people, and it kind of bothers me that I would do that, but I think I may.
Well, it makes me wonder what kind of idiots some of these people are that have all kinds of things on their Facebook, pictures with people, or these unsavory guys and girls, and then their employers will look at the Facebook and all of a sudden be very unhappy with their employee. Why do they do that? I don't know. Do you need that much attention? I can understand in business and you want to have a Facebook page, you know, have a little photographs, what you do, whatever. I understand that. Sure, that's all part of business today. That's a modern way. But these other idiots can't understand why they do it, Bernie.
Good night, all in my driveway. NY2H clear.
73, Lou.
73, Lou. Talk to you later. Yeah, I really don't quite understand it. After Facebook, then they came up with Twitter, and then they're talking about messaging services that are for things which would take, you know, for messages shorter than tweeting messages. Thinking, what can be shorter? We've abbreviated everything. There's six letters in the whole message. What, do we cut that down to three and send it out faster? I don't know. Well, I just pulled into my driveway also. It's always a pleasure to speak to you, John. I will talk to you later. Have a great evening. K2WOW.
73, Bernie. Enjoy the evening. The morning, I should say. Have a great day. KC2WGP.
Time is 3:20 a.m. Pick up to the W2L repeater. Good morning. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL amateur radio repeater system. The time is 4:26 a.m. W2L repeater system. Welcome to the W2L repeater. Good morning. The time is 4:46 a.m. Good morning. This is the W2VL amateur radio repeater system. Good morning. The time is 5 a.m. Net tonight at 8:30. W2L repeater system. The time is 5:15 a.m. Welcome to the W2VL repeater morning. Good morning. This is the W2L amateur radio repeater system. Time is 5:27 a.m. W2VL repeater system. Good morning. The time is 5:37 a.m. Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. Morning. This is the W2VL amateur radio repeater system. W2L repeater system. The time is 6:22 a.m. Good morning.
A1QFM, QL1 Uniform, Fox Mike Mobile listening. Putting on in the morning when I get there. In the winter, it's
The winter is actually a little bit too warm, so the part of the building I'm in is controlled by a thermostat in another section of the building, and you know, normal, they didn't lay the AC out right, the previous tenant.
Yeah, I always laugh if I'm got some clients in the city, and when I see guys or gals carrying cold weather gear with them on a hot summer day, I know they probably work in a data center somewhere. It's a little upside down of a world sometimes.
Any activity on the low bands at all?
I have not been focusing on them, so don't really know. There were some 6 and 10 openings, but I'm not positive on that. I just know that is a rumor.
Listened on 10 meters for about 15 minutes yesterday morning. There was a couple of weak stations coming through, I think, from the Midwest, but nothing significant. So I just, I used to have a 10-meter radio in the car, and it was active for a while, but last couple months, that has been pretty quiet.
Yeah, sadly, my main focus in amateur radio lately, it seems like for the last month or two, has been repeater work and transmitter hunting. So that's kind of got all my free time sucked up at the moment.
Yeah, I've got a couple intermittent radios I got to bring into work. I was waiting for the boss to take his vacation so I can work on them undisturbed.
Saves having to go through the explanation. What is that? Which usually has no malicious intent. Is usually a just curiosity intent, but still is an annoying request.
Once in a while, I work out during lunchtime, but by the time you clear the bench, get the radio up, and have the covers off, and get to the last point you were at, the out lunch hour's over, so it's, I'd rather, do it undisturbed, and unfortunately, I could come in on a Saturday, but it's just too far. If I live nearby, I just come in on a Saturday, because we have all the right equipment and tools. It's just finding the time.
K2YO. Yeah, I toured a radio repair facility. I noticed they had multiple benches. One guy had multiple benches, and I inquired, why do you need multiple benches? And said just that once I get something open, if I got the covers off, I don't have to take it off the bench to start something else, and I can leave it sitting there for a while if need be. If I need this thing to heat up and cause its failure, I can leave it there for half a day and not be unproductive while my bench is occupied.
So the trend with all this equipment now, everything getting so small, all the components are 0402 size, fortunately we have a good microscope. We have a pair of soldering tweezers, which is actually like a pair of tweezers where each tip is a soldering iron. So you can grab both sides of a surface mount component, lift it off, put it back in. That makes a world of difference. But if you have a weird problem, you almost need to build some sort of extender board. So once you take the board out, you can power it up and still work on it. So it's, if it's just a blown output transistor or something and the resistors around it, it's easy. But if it's a weird intermittent problem, you really have to almost build a test jig for it.
Okay, sorry for the pause. I was merging onto the highway there. Figured that was slightly more important to focus on the driving. Absolutely, and these more compact radios, as they make them more and more compact, there's boards sandwiched inside the things. That's not proper English, but you know what I mean. That invariably the one that failed is the one on the inside. You can't get to it to test on it without taking things apart, and the cables aren't long enough, and et cetera, et cetera. And that becomes one of the challenges. That usually the manufacturer makes extender boards and that kind of stuff, but they don't necessarily sell them. And if they do, they're a little tough to find, or to find out of their existence.
Well, it's better for certain repairs, send it back to the manufacturer's depot where they have all that extender stuff, or where they have somebody who maybe knows a particular model inside and out, and can save you that 3 or 4 hours of initial troubleshooting when they know pretty much where to go. So in cases like that, it's just better to bite the bullet and send it back.
Years ago, when my dad was still with us, I was living here in New York. He was out in L.A., and I went out to visit him one time, and the dishwasher was broken. He was living alone. My mom had passed, and he was enjoying the bachelor life, and the dishwasher was broken, so he just washed his dishes by hand. And he was getting a little older on an age, so I made it a point to try to get out and see him once a month. And I got there 4 weeks later, the dishwasher was still broken. And I asked him about it, and he said, well, I still haven't figured it out yet, man. So I said, Dad, you've got to, at this point, you have to reflect upon it. Is this an issue of it's a tool that needs to be fixed, or is the fun in the project trying to figure out what's wrong? And he said, well, I can wash my dishes by hand, so it's the fun in figuring out what's wrong. I said, okay, then, no problem, because if you need the dishwasher, let's get a deck in here and get it fixed.
I used to do pretty much all my own appliance repairs, but I've kind of gotten out of that now. Usually the washing machine has that rotary knob with some sort of step timer on it. The dishwasher would usually be the seal at the bottom where the pump and the spinner is. But I have all this microprocessor, and we had a stove that failed under warranty and was intermittent something in the control circuit, and they simply just replaced the entire top of the stove. If I had to do that out of warranty, it would have been $400 or $500. Nobody, the technicians aren't trained to troubleshoot. They're just trained to replace. And unfortunately, it's a huge whole control module. It's the entire top of the stove. So it's when you're out of warranty, that can hurt. Back to you.
Oh, absolutely. But the point also is, determine when the repairing is part of the fun or the repairing is to get to the end. If the idea is to get to the end as quickly as possible, get a pro in there. If it's part of the fun, then who cares how long it takes. There's a gentleman here on the repeater, John AKX, who is an appliance repair technician. And I was talking to him the other day, and obviously air conditioners are high on his list right now. And one of the air conditioning manufacturers just issued a software upgrade. So he gets a USB stick from the manufacturer, pushes all the buttons in the right sequence, and it updates his software. And I thought, how weird! I've never heard of a software upgrade for an air conditioner.
That's a new one for me. Yeah, I understand what your dad. He's having fun trying to troubleshoot the dishwasher, and it gives him, as you say, it gives him something to do. More power to them. I got a little Vespa scooter. I had a fuel leak on, and I thought I found the problem was I thought it was a split hose. Replaced that, and still leaking fuel. And I talked to the Vespa people. Oh, well, it's usually this thing. Let's replace this part. But it was time for tires, so I figured I'd bring it into the dealer, because changing tires, the rear tire on a scooter, it's like wrapped around the engine and transmission, so it's not something you can do yourself. But yeah, I enjoy troubleshooting and fun mechanical things, but at the same time, you got to know when it's time to call it quits.
That same story with my father also becomes a very telling story about troubleshooting. And sounds like you do a certain amount of bench work, which involves the rules for troubleshooting mechanical, for troubleshooting electronics, etc., are all the same. You go back to where it works and then follow the process forward to where it doesn't work. And the total outcome of his broken dishwasher was the neutral wire had lost connection on the power coming in. And that was the entire problem. And, 6 weeks later, that became the outcome. And both of us, he was very mechanically minded and did a lot of troubleshooting in his life. And both of us had a good laugh over a glass of wine about it was a silly, we're theorizing timers are out of specifications, all these exotic problems. No, he just didn't have the right power. And many times in troubleshooting, that's just what it comes down to, is check the basics.
UFM mobile Friday. Yeah, I'm guilty of that too. When I see a problem, I always start off thinking something very, very sophisticated, and more than half the time it's something very simple. But you always, I guess your high-tech mind is thinking of high-tech problems and not simple things.
You somehow want it to be rare and exotic, and most problems aren't. I'm doing computer support for small offices now, and when the printer says it wants toner, the odds are it wants toner. And if you change the toner and it still wants toner, then look at the toner cartridge being bad first, because maybe they just got bad toner cartridges. Don't suspect the printer, because usually it's not the printer.
And then one
once I got that black magnetic particles all over me, changing toner cartridges. So I try to avoid that too easily. Try to think where we have some of the bigger printers at work still use the cartridges. But I think we have one person in the office who kind of specializes in that.
Yeah, it's definitely messy. I've got a special vacuum cleaner that if I find a printer that's truly in bad shape, I'll vacuum it out. But I don't like messing with it because you're right, it gets all over you and it doesn't come out. And you get it on the carpet and then you feel bad because you just stained their carpet and it makes a mess. It's just messy stuff.
Pause for a minute. Usually a couple other guys come in around this time. As usual, a Monday morning show, probably starting at closer to 7. I'm running early this morning. On the northern states, so far things are moving along. I might just beat this rainstorm after all.
Well, I'm headed right down the barrel of the gun into Queens on the LIE, and we're coming up on Casina and still doing legal limits, so I'm happy so far. I've got to go up into Astoria, so I figured I better give myself an hour and a half just in case. And worst case, I'll find some breakfast over there somewhere.
I used to work in Queens many years ago, right by Rikers Island Prison in the industrial area over there. It was a kind of an iffy spot. People on the bus would all be going to the prison. A lot of ladies on the bus would be going to the prison to visit their husbands, so it was kind of a strange area.